Chapter 6, Energy, Section 2, Temperature, from the textbook. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn to distinguish between temperature and heat. You'll identify important uses of heat, and you'll learn to explain how heat moves. It's important because the flow of heat warms the earth, produces weather, cooks your food, and warms and cools your home. Your review vocabulary word is molecule. It's a particle formed when two or more atoms bond together. And your new vocabulary words are temperature, heat, conduction, convection, and radiation. Page 170, temperature. What's today's temperature? If you looked at a thermometer, listened to a weather report on the radio, or saw a weather map on television, you probably use the air temperature to help you decide what to wear. Some days are so hot you don't need a jacket. Others are so cold you want to bundle up. Hot and cold are words used in everyday language to describe temperature. However, they are not scientific words because they mean different things to different people. A summer day that seems hot to one person might seem just right to another. If you grew up in Texas but moved to Minnesota, you might find the winters unbearably cold. Have you ever complained that a classroom was too cold when other students insisted that it was too warm? Temperature and kinetic energy. What is temperature? Remember that any material or object is made up of atoms or molecules. These particles are moving constantly, even if an object appears to be perfectly still. Every object you can think of, your hand, the pencil on your desk, or even the desktop, contains particles that are in constant motion. In solids, liquids, and gases, particles do not move in a single direction. Instead, they move in all directions. In a gas, particles are far apart and can move, as shown in Figure 11. In liquids, atoms are close together and can't move as far as in a gas. In solids, particles are bound more tightly together than in a liquid. Instead of moving freely, as shown in Figure 11, atoms or molecules in a solid vibrate back and forth. The motion of particles in all directions in solids, liquids, and gases is called random motion. Because the particles are moving, they have kinetic energy. The faster the particles are moving, the more kinetic energy they have. Page 171. Temperature is a measure of the average kinetic energy of the particles in an object. When an object's temperature is higher, its atoms or molecules have more kinetic energy. Figure 12 shows gas molecules at two temperatures. At the higher temperature, the molecules are moving faster and have more kinetic energy. Page 172, measuring temperature. Some people might say that the water in a swimming pool feels warm, although others might say it feels cool. Because the temperature of the water feels different to different people, you cannot describe or measure temperature accurately by how it feels. Remember that temperature is related to the kinetic energy of all the atoms in an object. You might think that to measure temperature, you must measure the kinetic energy of the atoms. But atoms are so small that even a tiny piece of material consists of trillions and trillions of atoms. Because they are so small and objects contain so many of them, it is impossible to measure the kinetic energy of all the individual atoms. However, a practical way to measure temperature is to use a thermometer, as shown in Figure 13. Reading check. Why can the kinetic energy of all the atoms in an object be measured? The Fahrenheit scale. One temperature scale you might be familiar with is the Fahrenheit scale. On the Fahrenheit scale, the freezing point of water is given the temperature 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the boiling point is 212 degrees Fahrenheit. The space between the boiling point and the freezing point is divided into 180 equal degrees. The Fahrenheit scale currently is used mainly in the United States. Page 173, the Celsius scale. Another temperature scale that is used more widely throughout the world is the Celsius scale. On the Celsius temperature scale, the freezing point of water is given the temperature 0 degrees Celsius, and the boiling point is given the temperature 100 degrees Celsius. Because there are only 100 Celsius degrees between the boiling and the freezing points of water, a temperature change of 1 Celsius degree is bigger than a change of 1 Fahrenheit degree. Heat. On a warm, sunny day, when you tilt your head back, you can feel the warmth of the sun on your face. On a chilly day, putting your cold hands near an open fire warms them up. In both cases, you could feel heat from the sun and from the fire making you warmer. What is heat? Look at figure 14. Suppose you pick a tall glass of ice, pick up a tall glass of iced tea. If you hold the glass for a while, the drink warms up. Your hand is at a higher temperature than the tea, so the atom and molecules in your hand have a higher kinetic energy than the ones in the iced tea. Kinetic energy from the moving atoms and molecules in your hand is transferred by collisions to the atoms and molecules that are in the tea. A transfer of energy from one object to another due to a difference in temperature is called heat. Heat flows from warmer objects to cooler ones. In the example just given, heat flows out of your hand and into the glass of iced tea. As you hold the glass, the temperature of the tea increases and the temperature of your skin touching the glass decreases. Heat will stop flowing from your hand to the glass of tea when the temperatures of your hand and the glass are the same. Heat and temperature. How much does the temperature of something increase when heat is transferred to it? It depends on two things. One is the amount of material in the object. The other is the kinds of atoms the material is made of. For example, compared to other materials, water is an unusual substance in that it must absorb a large amount of heat before its temperature rises by 1 degree. Water often is used as a coolant. The purpose of the water in a car's radiator is to carry a large amount of heat away from the engine and keep the engine from being damaged by overheating, as shown in figure 15. Lakes and temperature, page 174. How does the temperature of water in a lake compare to the temperature of the surrounding air on a hot summer day? How do these temperatures compare at night when the air has cooled off? You might have noticed that the water is cooler than the air during the day and warmer than the air at night. This is because it takes longer for a large body of water to warm up or cool down than it does for the surrounding air and land to change temperature. Even from season to season, a large body of water can change temperature less than the surrounding land, as shown in figure 16. Heat on the move. A transfer of energy occurs if there is a temperature difference between two areas in contact. Heat is transferred from warm places to cooler ones. The transfer can take place in three ways: radiation, conduction, and convection. Conduction transfers heat mainly through solids and liquids. Convection transfers heat through liquids and gases. Radiation can transfer energy through space. Conduction. Have you ever picked up a metal spoon that was in a pot of boiling water and dropped it because the spoon had become hot? The spoon handle became hot because of conduction. Conduction is the transfer of energy by collisions between the atoms and molecules in a material. As the part of the spoon in the boiling water became warmer, its atoms and molecules moved faster. These particles then collided with slower moving particles in the spoon. In these collisions, kinetic energy was transferred from the faster moving to the slower moving particles farther up the spoon's handle. Page 175, bumping along. Even though conduction is a transfer of kinetic energy from particle to particle in a solid, the particles involved don't travel from one place to another. As shown in figure 17, they simply move back and forth in place. Bumping into each other and transferring energy from faster moving particles to slower moving ones. And you see this in figure 17. Conduction usually occurs in solids. Reading check. How is energy transferred by conduction? Conductors. It's dinner time and the hamburgers are frozen solid. This is one time when you want to transfer heat rapidly. You could put a frozen hamburger on a metal tray to speed up the thawing process. Materials through which it is easy to transfer energy are thermal conductors. Most metals are good conductors of heat. Metals such as gold, silver, and copper are the best thermal conductors. Copper is widely available and less expensive than gold or silver. Some cooking pans are made of steel but have copper bottoms. A copper bottom conducts heat more evenly. It helps spread heat across the bottom surface of the pan to prevent hot spots from forming. This allows food to cook evenly. Insulators. Some materials are poor conductors of heat. These materials can be used as thermal insulators. When you are cold, for example, you can put on a sweater or a jacket or add another blanket to your bed. You're keeping yourself warm by adding insulation. The clothes and the blanket are poor conductors of heat. In fact, they make it more difficult for heat to escape from your body. By trapping your body heat around you, you feel warmer. Blankets and clothes help keep you warm because they are made of materials that contain many air spaces, as shown in Figure 18. Air is a good insulator, so materials that contain air are also good insulators. For example, building insulation is made from materials that contain air spaces. Materials made of plastics also are often good insulators. If you put a plastic spoon in boiling water, it takes a long time for it to get hot. Many cooking pans have plastic handles that won't melt instead of metal ones. These handles remain at a comfortable temperature while the pans are used for cooking. Other examples of insulators include wood, rubber, and ceramic materials such as tiles. Page 176, Feeling the Heat. Think about getting into a car that has been closed up on a sunny day. Do you prefer a car that has fabric covered or vinyl covered seats? Even though the masses of the seats are similar and the temperature of the surroundings are the same, the vinyl material feels hotter on your skin than the fabric does. How hot something feels also is affected by how fast heat flows, as well as the actual temperature. Vinyl is a better conductor than fabric, so heat flows to your skin more rapidly from the vinyl than from the fabric. As a result, the vinyl feels hotter than the fabric does. Convection. Heat also can be transferred by particles that do not stay in one place, but rather move from one place to another. Convection transfers heat when particles move between objects or areas that differ in temperature. This type of transfer is most common in gases and liquids. As temperature increases, particles move around more quickly and the distance between particles increases. This causes density to decrease as temperature increases. Cooler, denser material then forces the warmer, less dense material to move upward. Some homes are heated by convection. Look at Figure 19. Air is warmed in the furnace. The warm, less dense air is then forced up through the air duct by the furnace fan. The warm air gets pushed up through the room by the cooler air around it. As the warm air cools, it becomes more dense. Cool, dense air sinks and is then pulled into the return air duct by the furnace fan to be warmed again and recirculated. Page 177, Examples of Convection. Eagles and hawks float effortlessly high in the sky. Sometimes a bird can stay in the air without flapping its wings because it is held up by a thermal. As shown in Figure 20, a thermal is a column of warm air that is forced up as cold air around it sinks. It is a convection current in the air. Convection also occurs in liquids. In a pot of boiling water, the warmer, less dense water is forced up as the cooler, denser water sinks. Convection currents on a larger scale are formed in oceans by cold water flowing from the poles and warm water flowing from tropical regions. Radiation. The transfer of energy by waves is radiation. These waves can be visible light waves or types of waves that you cannot see. When these waves strike an object, their energy can be absorbed and the object's temperature rises. Radiation can travel through air and even through a vacuum. The sun transfers energy to Earth through radiation. You take advantage of radiation when you warm yourself by a fire. Heat is transferred by radiation from the fire and you become warmer. You can also use radiation to cook food. A microwave oven cooks food by using microwave radiation to transfer energy to the food. Section 2 summary, page 177, temperature. The particles that make up an object are in constant random motion. The temperature of an object is a measure of the average kinetic energy of the particles in the object. Heat. Heat is a transfer of energy from one object to another due to a difference in temperature. Heat always flows from a higher temperature to a lower temperature. Heat can be transferred by conduction, convection, and radiation. Insulators are materials that are poor conductors of heat. That ends section 2, temperature, from chapter 5, energy.